Good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. More importantly, how are you? Let's be honest.
Oh, no, I'm pretty good, thank you, Daniel.
Oh, good. So tell us about the Bushfire Foundation.
Yeah, all right. In 2015, I set it up on the back of being a fireman. So I've been a fireman for 16 years locally.
Yep.
But I set it up, because I'm not a fireman anymore, but I set it up from that, just sort of identifying a need to assist people, so elderly, injured, disabled, low-income earners, to be able to prepare, so cut grass, clean gutters, take rubbish away, fire breaks, because obviously those people don't always or don't have the ability to be able to do that sort of work.
Yep.
So the idea behind it is that we're all volunteers and we go out and do the hard work for them and help them to prepare. So that's obviously before a fire. If there is a fire, not that we wish that upon anyone, but obviously after a fire, we then would go out into community and potentially help the same sorts of people with cleaning up sites. So, you know, if your house is burnt down, we separate the tin and that into piles or bricks or sheds, knock them down, those, you know, and do clean ups, those sorts of things.
So that's a little bit about the foundation. And then, of course, the news coming through earlier this morning, and I'm sure it would have been a nice email or phone call. I'm not sure how you received the news, that you have been nominated for the 2021 Victorian Local Hero. How did you get the news?
We actually got an email late last week to say that there was obviously four people, and I was one of those four. So, yes, to get that sort of email, it was a bit of a, oh, my God, look at this. So, yeah, I sort of wasn't aware that I'd been nominated. So, yeah, to get that sort of an email is pretty good.
Did you sort of at any stage go, yeah, right, whatever, and then sort of look at it a little bit later thinking maybe there is something in this?
I think initially I did that because I've had a lot going on in the background. Like locally I'm running for council and I've got some, you know, my dad's sick at the moment. So I had a few other things going on. So I was sort of a bit like, oh, yeah, I might just, like, you know, look at that later. So I think I skim read it. You know how sometimes your phone sort of give you a little bit of a snippet?
Yep.
I think I read a little bit, but I didn't read it all. I thought, oh, yep, no worries. And then, oh, hang on. Whoops. When I went back and read it, it was like, oh, hang on, I'm one of four in Victoria. I'm like, wow, that's pretty good. So, yeah.
Well, you are up against some pretty stiff competition. But the thing I like about this, Nathan, is the fact that the other nomination. There's another one here for Dr. Kirby White, for founder for Gowns and Gowns for Doctors. That means that there's a potentially 50% chance that this award, this local hero award, could come to Central Victoria.
It could, and like I said, I wasn't aware that there was another Bendigo person, but to hear that, that's also good to know that, yeah, two out of four are from Central Victoria, so we must be doing something right in this end of the world.
Nathan Rogers is the CEO for the Bushfire Foundation, been nominated for 2021 Victoria Local Hero. So what actually happens now, Nathan? Obviously, with the COVID situation, I'm guessing it would be all pomp and ceremony and, you know, things going off or whatever the case may be. What actually happens now?
It's done online, so I believe that the actual award ceremony is the 27th of October, so that's next week, I think.
Yep.
I'm not sure what day that is, but it's all online, so if I win it, I'm not sure of the process of how the presentation side of it will go, but there is a, it's an online that's going to be done through the website and Facebook, so people can actually watch that, so people in Bendigo, if they feel like it, can actually tune in. I think it's the Australian of the Year website and the Facebook page, and it's going to be a live stream. So how the participants or the nominees take part in that, I'm not real sure. We do have a catch up, I think, later this week to find out how that side of it all works. But yes, if I win, I'm not sure how the award presentation will actually be presented. So I'll have to. So that'll all be interesting to sort of, like they normally do have a big, I believe previous years they normally have a big gathering at Government House in Melbourne, not Parliament House, Government House.
Yep.
So, but obviously, with the COVID stuff in place, we can't do that. So it's all online. So it's all interesting to sort of, so it's an interesting sort of, to get the award in the first place, but now to see how it's all going to sort of play out online, it's very interesting and intriguing.
As an expert in Zoom calls and Google Hangout calls, Nathan, all I can tell you is dress up from the chest up. So have the suit on and the tie on, and have a pair of tracky dacks and your moccasins on, because it'll be nice and comfortable, because no one can see it.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a good tip, actually.
That may or may not be true, the way I'm talking there. Hey, Nathan, thank you very much for jumping on the call this afternoon. Really do appreciate it. And thank you very much for all the hard work that you do, not only with your organisation, the Bushfire Foundation, but also hard work that you do for the community. I know you're running for a few things, and you've got a few things going on at the moment. And we wish you all the very best, not only with this award in a couple of sleeps' time, but hopefully then you go on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, and thank you for taking the time to obviously, interview me and find out about the foundation. And maybe next time you're talking to me, I'm one of those 50% people that, one of those Central Victorians that may have taken out the award. So. Right.
We look forward to you bringing it into the studios. Hey, Nathan, really do appreciate your time.
Thank you, Daniel.
That is Nathan Rogers, the CEO for the Bushfire Foundation, joining us on Gold, Central Victoria.